For the hoedown, Good Night Waltz, and the tune of his choice, Mark O'Connor is going to play Allentown Polka. O'Connor from Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. And you know, he can play the guitar and the mandolin and the number of instruments that guy can play. I always recall when I see Mark O'Connor play the words of Roy Acuff the first time that Mark went back to Nashville. He says, that's got to be reincarnation. A guy can't do that in 2 years, no matter what. But he did. He plays with the David Grisman Quintet down in San Francisco this summer as a kind of a thing is going on. All right. Here's something we always like to see. This lady last year kind of set a record for the Grand National because she placed the highest any lady has ever placed in the Grand National here at Weezer. From Moose, Wyoming, this is Shelley Clark. Hey. Shelley was fourth last year. She's the 1976 Ladies National Champion, three-time Wyoming state champion. She's a fiddle teacher and a country disc jockey. Nice to have one. You bet. She has good help this time from Kelly Rubeck and Mike Grifford. Hey, Kelly, I used to take shots for something like that, but there it is. Shelley has three tunes to play. The Arkansas Traveler is going to be her hoedown. Lucinda Waltz, and for the tune of her choice, Shelley Clark has selected Howdy's Polka. Carry my ashes home in. Shelley Clark from Moose, Wyoming. My goodness. Now, the first time I came to Weezer, this is 18 years ago, our next contestant won this contest. In fact, he won it for the times when it was the national contest while we're still doing regionals, clear back in 57, 59, 61, 63, and then again in 67. In fact, he's been most always in the top 20. Previously a judge here from Caldwell, Idaho, our left-handed fiddler, Lloyd Wanzer. Well, hi, Cheryl. Hi, Billy. I think about the only time Lloyd's missed a contest here is the time he tripped on that step and broke an arm, wasn't it? No, don't mention that one. All right, Lloyd has good help from his daughter, Cheryl Bashore. Lyle Powell is on the guitar. And Blackberry Blossom is Lloyd Wanzer's hoedown. That mighty pretty waltz, Waltz of Shannon. And a favorite here in the fiddle contest for the tune of his choice, Lloyd Wanzer selected Cotton Patch. From Caldwell, Idaho. Lloyd happens to be president of the American Heritage Music Corporation, which is the record company that's produced in a lot of the albums that you see out in the lobby here. Well, Cheryl and Lyle are going to stay close because our next contestants, they're also going to accompany. He hails from back in Valley Falls, Kansas. First we knew him when he was out in California, an equipment representative in the power line construction business. Let's welcome Harold Allen. Harold's been in the top five here three times that I can remember. Good to see you, Coach.
You're looking well.
And Oregon State champion a few years ago, Kern County contest in California. And again, he has Lyle Powell and Cheryl Wanzer-Bashour to help him with his three tunes, which are Durang's Hornpipe for the Hoedown, the Capri Waltz, and he selected for his tune of choice other than a Hoedown and a Waltz, the Red Apple Rag, Harold Allen. Thank you. From Valley Falls, Kansas. Our next contestant was a judge here in both 1969 and 1975. He placed in the top seven in the nationals just 10 years ago right now. And this year he's wept her up again and he plays first in the Mojave Fiddle Contest down in California. From Ducor, California, here is Dean Trammell. He's retired now, but he and his son and all the rest of them kind of keep him active, going pretty good. He has good... Oh, you don't get to spread much. You're driving now instead of spreading. All right. Let's see, Stephen Dennison and Randy Glenn helping him tonight. Gray Eagle is Dean Trammell's hoedown. He selected the Tulsa Waltz. And for the tune of his choice, Dean Trammell from California has Don't Let the Deal Go Down. That's all right, Pete.
That's all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
he says, that's real frustration. I don't know how a plane feels when it's shot down in flames. He says, my waltz, that's, well, that's showbiz. They get there and just mind goes blank. And then Dean Trammell. I want to welcome back a fellow who was a judge here last year. In 1975, he placed fifth in the Grand National. He's the 1978 Illinois state champion. Probably comes from a long, long way back down into Florida. Our forest ranger from Key Largo, Florida, this is Robert Sadler. And Bob Sadler has one of the cough drop brothers with him tonight, Frank Hicks, Tom Staley to also assist, and his three tunes, Blue Eagle for the hoedown, Cherry Orchard Waltz, and that looks like Wilson's Clog or Trexel's?
You got Wilson's.
Wilson's, all right. Robert Sadler from Key Largo, Florida. Key Largo, Florida. A Well, that completes our first round in the Grand Nationals, and in a moment we're going to take the round four of the men's, which happen to be Jim Mason, Tim Carter, Terry Field, Dale Lake, and Scott Joss. And I think right about now, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a seventh inning stretch, aren't you? All right, and while you're standing up, I've got an announcement to make about there was a watch found in the ladies' restroom, and it is at the refreshment stand or the office. And also, there's a dog loose in the parking lot. He's not very well loose because they got close enough to him to tell him that it's a white, curly little poodle type with a long, bushy tail. It's got a dog license number 11838. It's from Clark County, Washington, and it was vaccinated at Woodland, Washington, but it wouldn't say anything more than that. But it would like if you left the dog in the camper while he got out of the truck. A little curly poodle. Also, important, all California Fiddlers in the Grand National Division, please meet in the Begley's Garage, that's across the street from the high school, at 11 o'clock Friday to plan the evening performance. This is all California Fiddlers in the Grand National Division. Please meet at Begley's Garage across from the street from the high school at 11 o'clock tomorrow to plan the evening performance. I think I'm going to stand. I don't know about you, but I got just to adjust that Fruit of the Loom once in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, and I happen to notice over my right shoulder, somebody over here is a little happy with a flash bulb, and I want to remind again, in case you came in late, please don't take any pictures of the flash pictures until after the contestant is playing, because you just might be like Mr. Trammell was there, might be a little flash that just all of a sudden makes him forget his tune, and you wouldn't want to be responsible for that, I'm sure. So applaud when they come in, applaud when they leave, just like this man right here. Here again is James Mason from Battleground. We'll have, as soon as this is over, we'll have all the top five get together and come back on stage, because each one of these contestants is going to carry home a little money and a little trophy tonight. You bet. Okay, James Mason has for his three tunes, with Rich Levine helping, Woodchopper's Reel, followed by Golden Silver Waltz, and for the tune of his choice, James Mason has the Cotton Patch Rag.
Don't forget. Thank you.
James Mason from Battleground, Washington. From Sumner, Washington, 19 years of age just this last week. Top 9 in the men's nationals last year and is in the top 5 this year. Here again is Tim Carter from Sumner, Washington. He doesn't have any brakes on his car, he just sticks his head out the window and they all stop. Bill Johnson and Eric Amundson help him with his final three tunes. These are the three he's been looking for all week. Tugboat for his hoedown. Tim is also going to play the Gold and Silver Waltz, but for the tune of his choice, it's Jesse Polka. Tim Carter. Thank you. Tim Carter from Sumner, Washington. Now here's our man who's the parts man for the Volkswagen dealership down in the Ogden, Utah area. 21 years of age, Terry Field. Come on up there, Terry. Terry's been waiting all week for these three tunes, and he has Wild Bill Lyle and West Westmoreland to help him to play them. He selected Gray Eagle for his hoedown, Pretty Waltz of the Shannon, and for the tune of his choice is one that came out of Oklahoma, Herman's Rag, Terry Field. Field from Ogden, Utah. Let's welcome now our veterinarian student from up at Washington State. Troy, Idaho is his hometown. It happens to be Dale Lake. And a mighty fancy pretty shirt he has, too. This is our former Idaho State junior winner, placed fourth, and he's in the men's national finals last year, and he's back here in the top five again. Dale has Terry Coleman and Bug McGay to help him tonight. Terry, that's a pretty dress, too.
Thank you.
Now, Woodchopper's Reel is going to be his hoedown. And here's one of my favorites, first time I've heard it this year, the Ook Pick Waltz. And for the tune of his choice, Dale Lake has selected Maiden's Prayer. From Troy, Idaho. Well, we're down to the final three tunes now in this division of the men's finals. And what better way to wrap it up with this young lad, 18 years of age, from Redding, California. Here is Scott Joss. And Ray Warmack on the guitar. And he has a backup guitar just in case a string lets loose with him, too. He says, I've been there before. Sally Johnson is Scott's hoedown, Arizona Waltz, and for the tune of his choice, he's going to wrap it up big with a Beaumont rag, Scott Joss. Thank you. Well, we want all five of those contestants. Don't go very far. Stay close. All five of those contestants, stay close, because we want you all up on the stage as soon as we get the word from the judges. But right now, we're going to have a little special music for you, and Adrianne Jacoby's going to stay put. Quickly, let me tell you who made it in the top 20 of the Grand National, and this is the way they're going to play tomorrow. Hiram Posey, Daryl Anger, Tiny Moore. In fact, we're going to introduce him in a minute. John Francis, Bill Warwick, Loretta Brank, Robert Sadler, Mark O'Connor, Tony Ludeker, Fred Carpenter, Shelley Clark, Paul Schalaski, Monty Gaillard, Jimmy Tangensdahl, Barbara Lamb, Dick Barrett, Rick Bowen, Rudy Darling, Joe Seitz, Sam Sloan, Hal Amundson, and Gary Moore. That's 22 because there was a three-way tie for the 20th place. So we're going to have that playoff starting tomorrow. Right now, we're going to have one of those guys that made it up into the top 20. You may remember he used to play with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. We're going to bring him back right now. Tiny Moore from down in Dixas. All the judges and the people get counting up the ballots, and they're going to play a few numbers. Nice, you can be here.
Leave this one on, too, for this.
Got a little accent there on your hip.
Are you through now?
Yes. I just want you to introduce all those fine people you have there, Tiny.
Fine. My friend, my wife, Dean. I better introduce her first or I'm in trouble. Vern Bachman on the guitar from Auburn, California. Adrianne Jacoby from Reading on the bass. A lot of people wonder what this is. This is an electric five-string mandolin. And if you like what you hear on this, there happens to be an album out front called Tiny Moore and Jethro Burns Back to Back. And you'll hear this kind of music on it.
Like me, I guess, he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Old man, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
We've bored these people too much. Now we're going to bore you a little bit.
That just cleared out our eardrums, I can tell you that.
Sorry about that. Last night we let the wife yodel, and now I can't live with her unless I yodel, let her yodel again. So here we go. It's your turn. Too bad for you. We'll let Vernon start us off here on this one, then all of us will join in singing. If you want to join in singing or playing, it's in the key of F. If you want to play, just come on.
If you forget your words, just write your own.
Yeah, by the way, you're going to have to work on those words tomorrow.
I know them, but I just kind of, you know, I was thinking about my yodel.
I see. All right. Okay. Here we go.
I have stood at the river.
The river?
With no reflection shown.
All right.
And many a time I have stood at the crossroads, not knowing which way to go. go. You're the one in a million, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one in a million I see. You're the one in a million, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one in a million for me. And many is the time someone lay close beside me, I don't remember her name. They'll say that I'm just a smile in a moment, that it was before you came. You're the one in a million, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one in a million I see. You're the one in a million, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one in a million for me.
Contest, please come up on the stage. Monty Gaylord to go out front?
Yes, please.
Just like that. Where are you from? Oh, sure enough. Is Gaylord from Texas too? Monty Gaylord. All right. Monty Gaylord, go out front. There's somebody there that's got their horse tied up and needs you. All right. Jim Mason, Tim Carter, Terry Field, Dale Lake, and Scott Joss. Would you please come up on stage? Here are our top five men's division, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if we could ask our homecoming queen, Kim Kellen, to please come up on stage, too. Boy, I tell you, with five men like that, Kim, don't lose your pucker. They're all going to be ready. I tell you this, men, she's so lovable when she walks down the aisle in the supermarket, the Charmin squeezes her. All right. Harry Reeves, if you'll have the fifth place trophy and that check for $50, let's give it to James Mason from Battleground, Washington. By the way, gentlemen, they want you to all stay put up there so they can take a picture of you. And I know the Idaho Statesman and a few other here want to interview the winner, whoever she is. Pardon me. Women's Lib made me say that. All right, fourth place trophy, and check for $100 to Scott Joss from Redding, California. First time here. Scott, we'll be looking for you back up here next year. Third place trophy, and a check for $150, Tim Carter from Sumner, Washington. Well, sports fans, might as well give them both to you because you're going to know in a minute here. A check for $200 and a second place trophy to Dale Lake from Troy, Idaho, which means Terry Field from Ogden, Utah, is the new men's winter champion. Congratulations to all of you. There they are, the top five.
From yesterday's breakfast. Oh, that was pretty crude. But anyhow, I do want to make sure that if anybody's new here, we During the contesting, don't flash bulbs or applaud, because the people are timed, and a flash bulb will disturb a contestant and make him, or in this case her, lose points. So hold off on applauding and flash bulbing until the end of the performance of each person, and be sure then and give them a nice hand. And this morning there are not a whole lot of hands, so give them vigorous ones. All right, our first contestant this morning comes to us from Spokane, Washington. She was second at the Pondere contest, and she was second in the ladies' division in the state of Washington. Janet Johnson. Bruce, I called for Janet Johnson, but I guess the little girl isn't here to get her out for me. All right, let's have a nice welcome for the first fiddler in the ladies' contest this morning, Janet Johnson from Spokane, Washington. And I don't have the... All right, they're coming. I'll announce the numbers here in a second. Okay, thanks, Bruce. All right, this morning, Janet's going to be accompanied by Terry Ludeker and Donna Johnson. Her hoedown is Woodchopper's Reel, the Waltz Kentucky Waltz, and the tune of her choice, Hobo Jig. Janet Johnson. Okay, thank you, Janet Johnson.